Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by going to Rumble and typing in Mark Parham. And then also you can follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham Podcast and I should pop up. You know, I've been seeing this story about, the CEO of Wendy's talking about basically dynamic pricing. So basically what he's talking about is, the price of the hamburgers will go up as more people, visit their restaurants or something like that. And I think it's sort of just a crazy idea for a fast food restaurant to, be talking about something like that. I mean, again, people go to fast food restaurants for cheap burgers, cheap French fries, cheap prices, I'm saying. And for this guy to be, for this guy to act like, Wendy's is a airline company is it's crazy. You know, it just goes to show you that, even though the Democrats talk about how great this economy is for business and that businesses are coming back in America and all this other stuff, it just goes to show you that the Democrats are telling lies. Because, you're seeing cities like San Francisco losing businesses. You're seeing people in New York talk about how expensive it is to, open up a business, and they're taking their businesses and stuff down to Florida. And so, this story just goes to show you how bad the economy is going. Because, for a CEO to act like a hamburger is an airline ticket is it's crazy to me. And this is a lot of people are talking about it. People that follow fast food restaurants and businesses and stuff like that. But I think now the CEO is trying to, backtrack and, we didn't really mean it this way and all this other stuff. You know how they always, there's some backlash that happens and all of a sudden they change their tune. But, I don't know what this CEO was thinking. And again, if I know that, a lot of these fast food restaurants are, trying to upgrade. I think now Wendy's wants to add, a digital menu or something like that, where it's not like the, old way of doing things. And again, a lot of these fast food restaurants, they're going to eventually start firing folks and, just the whole fast food industry is going to it's going to change in the future. I mean, that's coming. If you think about it, a lot of these fast food businesses have to deal with people that don't want to work, or even if they do get workers, they have workers that can't do what they're supposed to do, and then you're getting complaints and all this stuff. So a lot of these restaurants are going to have to upgrade themselves for the future. But this whole dynamic pricing idea was it's insane. And I think the CEO is, his name is Kirk Tanner. I mean, this guy is, I don't know what he was thinking. And I think if Wendy's were to raise their menu prices, at times where, things are busy at the one of their restaurants, I think that a lot of people would just stop going to Wendy's. I mean, there's so many different choices, and I don't think that people want to be paying more money, even regardless if a restaurant's busy or not. Like, I don't think people want to go to Wendy's and, go inside and realize, oh, well, a burger went to from this price to that price. Like, I think that it would turn a lot of people off, and I think it would actually destroy their business. And so, again, this goes to show you that people are desperate out here. I mean, this economy under Joe Biden is, it's not good for business. I mean, even there was another story about, there's a story in Oakland where, I think it was Oakland, but how, a fast food restaurant, it was In-N-Out Burger in, the Bay Area, how that was leaving because you had people stealing stuff and it's just a mess. And I think that the only way to turn America around, turn the business world, in America, get it right, I think the only thing to do right now is to elect Trump. And I know that some Democrats, especially in places like California, you know, have a hard time, you know, wanting to go into the voting booth and choose somebody like Donald Trump. But we can't take another 4 more years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They don't know what they're doing. I don't think Joe Biden has ever ran a business. And I don't think Kamala Harris has ever ran a business either. And so they're two career politicians that don't know what they're doing. And I think it's going to take people with at least some business experience, even like someone like a Donald Trump, to come in there and just, you know, make things better for business owners and for companies and stuff like that. Because, I mean, America is just falling apart. And, you know, if you don't have businesses that want to open in certain areas, it's going to lead to more crime because people don't have opportunities to work. And so, yeah, everything is just backward in America right now. And I'm hoping that Donald Trump gets put in the White House again. This country really needs him. And what's going to surprise the Democrats is that a lot of minorities, you know, a lot of black voters, Hispanic voters, especially black voters, are now waking up and saying maybe Donald Trump wasn't that bad. All of the things that they said Joe Biden was going to do, he didn't do. You know, they were, remember during the election when people were saying, oh, well, Donald Trump will, people will be going to war under Donald Trump and he'll be this horrible dictator like president and all this other stuff. And then you fast forward, all the things they accused Donald Trump of, Joe Biden is doing those things in real time. You look at what's going on with all these wars. We're giving money to these foreign countries. We got a wide open border. We got black people in Chicago sick of immigrants taking over the city and committing crimes. So, again, I don't see how anybody could support Joe Biden after seeing such a terrible job he's doing with the United States. So, you know, that was just my opinion on this news story. And if you want to follow me, go to Spotify, type in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up. Or you can go to Rumble and type in Mark Parham, and I'm also there too. And I'm also on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube, just type in Mark Parham, and I should pop up on YouTube. And please subscribe and, you know, give a like to, you know, my content. And what am I trying to say? Yeah, enjoy your day.